Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Praise God, everybody, and I want to welcome you to the Preacher and the Miracle Man show for this Monday, July the 9th. It's 7:09, folks, so July 9th of 2017, and I have with me one of America's favorite sandwiches, the Big Mac. Big Mac is America's sandwich. Now, if one of you, a couple of years ago, they used to do this thing called McDonald's Monopoly one time a year. And it would run for about a month. And you could win various prizes like free food, free McFlurries, money. Vacations, among other things. And this one guy did a video that was well over an hour in length. And what he did in this video is he did nothing but peel off McDonald's tickets. He did it to prove how hard it is for him to win a McFlurry. He only won 5 McFlurries. But when he was doing that, he called the Big Mac the American sandwich. Thought of it as that since then. And then this man also decided to call the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, for example, as America's stepchild of sandwiches here from McDonald's. And I agree, but I would say it's one of the stepchildren of sandwiches, because included in that would have to be the McChicken, the McDouble now, among with other sandwiches like the McGriddle. But the Big Mac will always be the American sandwich. And that I'm eating right now. Now, let me tell you something. I know I've been away a lot lately. Last week was kind of sporadic. You know, Monday I was down in Ohio. And then we had a show Tuesday. But then Wednesday, you know, was the 4th, and with all the craziness going on of being in that my grandfather's house made it quite a bit harder. So we didn't have a show on the 4th. This week, though, we are going to do the full 3 that we always do. Next week is going to be a bit interesting because we have the Invasion Youth Conference at Living Word Church. And this week I'm going to talk some about it this week on the show. I'm trying to give some information about it as far as what the age limits are for the registration. Now, let me make myself clear on something really quick. And that is that anyone at any age can come to Invasion free of charge during the nighttime sessions. Doesn't matter whether you're 6 or 106. You can come at night and it'll be free of charge. But for the daytime, there is registration and there is an age limit. They've actually done something pretty cool in the last 6 years. So, depending on your age, determines on how you register. If you're at one age, you can register as a youth until that point. And then you can register as a young adult if you're older than that. And they have different sports tournaments in that for both youth and young adults. For example, there may be youth football and then young adults football. No, youth do not play against young adults, no. But then at night, it is such a cool thing at night to see the youth and the young adults and that whole generational split worship together in the house of God. And it's amazing. But I'm saying that to say Monday night next week will be just like normal. Tuesday night I can do, but I will have to do it earlier. Like, I'm thinking it might be a 4 p.m. show. And then, excuse me, I'm going to have to make sure that I am off the air at 5:30. Because then I got to prepare myself for Night one of Invasion, or as I call it, game time. But praise God, that's going to be awesome. And then I would like to do a live show from outside and the tent at Invasion. At maybe sometime like 4:30 or so, 4:45 or 5. It'll be kind of a shorter show, but I'm hoping you'll get to get a little bit of a flavor as to what would be going on, like, outside. But it's going to be powerful. Lives are going to be changed. Young people are going to be set free. And delivered from things. And it's going to be awesome. Very awesome. And I'm really looking forward to see what God does. I really am. And so I want to encourage you to please pray for this Invasion Youth and Young Adult Conference, that lives will be changed, equipment will work, every force that tries to stand in the way of this conference will be completely broken and dismantled, and that people will have fun, but more importantly, they'll find Jesus if they don't know him. And so it's going to be fun. Now, what have I been up to lately? Well, in case you weren't with me Tuesday night, I'd went to Ohio for a few days, starting with Friday, June 29th, in which I went to Pastor Rod Parsley's camp meeting, Dominion camp meeting, Friday night. And it was rich. It was very anointed. It was awesome. And then Saturday and Sunday, you know, Saturday and then the first part of Sunday, we hung out in Columbus, saw some friends of ours, went to the North Market there in Columbus, great farmers / city market, lots of good food there. That way we went to Cincinnati and went to some malls there and hung out. And had a good time. But these fries are amazing. Now I'm going to tell you guys the truth about something. Now, don't worry, this ain't the most serious thing in the world or anything like that. But I do want to tell you the truth. That is this. Generally, when I travel, especially if it's to bigger places, Detroit area or other big cities, big areas, I do not really go to McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's when I go to those cities. Instead, I will go to places like Steak and Shake, Five Guys, Waffle House, or other different places, you know, depending on what's available. But I figure I travel. I figure that means you eat at some different places than what you eat at would eat out when you eat out when you're in like your hometown. So. Just wanted to let you know about, even though these fries are awesome. As always. Recently, Chick-fil-A was ranked America's favorite fast food restaurant for like the third or fourth year in a row. And let me tell you, they really are awesome. I wish we had more Chick-fil-A's here in Michigan. Midland's a good. Midland's a conservative city that I think would strongly support a Chick-fil-A. There are other markets that could easily support a Chick-fil-A. Flint, city of Ann Arbor. Many other suburbs that are in the Detroit area. Because right now, even Detroit, there's more Chick-fil-A's right now on the west side of the state than what there are in the greater Detroit area. I hope that changes soon. You know, I'd like to someday be able to go to Great Lakes Crossing presented with the choice of Chick-fil-A. Either in the mall or nearby. But I'd love it to be inside the mall. But I also would like it to be outside the mall because Detroit doesn't have any standalone locations, Detroit area. Oakland University, a hospital in the city of Detroit, Somerset Collection, Detroit Metro Airport, and then one out in Ypsilanti that is in Eastern Michigan University. Excuse me. So, none that are like freestanding. Where out in the Lansing and Grand Rapids areas, there's like a combined four Chick-fil-A's that all have throughs and they're all freestanding locations. You know, nice to be able to see, for people to see like when they're coming off that exit, you know, hey, there's a Chick-fil-A here. And if you're a good, solid Christian, you'll go and support them. As I do. And generally, this isn't always the case because it depends on what else is offered. Generally, if I'm in a mall food court for mealtime in another state that has Chick-fil-A, that's where I'm going to go eat, Chick-fil-A. Because I love their values for what they stand for. Good, solid Christian beliefs and everything else. And it's, I love how polite they are and how they'll say my pleasure. Even you think, well, America, man, what if you just want a Coke and don't want to eat? You just go to a vending machine, or do you waste your time and go to one of the food court places? Well, let me tell you, I go to Chick-fil-A because they always have like fun workers, and if tell them something funny, they'll laugh. The ones I talk to will. And so, it's awesome. Now, and I'm sorry I ate on the show. My food here at McDonald's didn't get to me until right as I was going live. So for Mac Monday, I had a Big Mac, large fry, a large order of America's favorite fries, of course, and then, of course, I know you cannot hear the fizz going down my tongue, but that would be the best soft drink in the world. Coca-Cola. Oh, and Preacher Man, by the way, Preacher Man, if you're listening to me right now, I know your Dr. Pepper came out a year before my Coke, but there's some ingredients in it. In my Coke that your Dr. Pepper don't have. But praise God. Coke's awesome. There is one thing. Oh yeah, there was a couple other things I was up to. Since I saw you last. And that is, so Friday I went to a Tigers game, and here's what I will say right now about that game. Those fireworks were insanely awesome. They were awesome at the end of the game. About the rest of the game, well, you'll have to listen for later on in that portion of the program where I talk about sports. And then Saturday night, I went to the Bay City Fireworks Festival fireworks show. And that is often touted as one of the best fireworks shows in the state. And I completely agree with them. And that generally, the last night of fireworks in Bay City generally goes 35 to 40 minutes. And it never disappoints. Never, 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 never. Midland fireworks on the 4th of July, they kind of get... wasn't the greatest Midland fireworks show I've ever seen. It wasn't right by the water like it usually was because of some crazy construction projects and some other things like that kind of got in the way. So, it wasn't that great. Now, for the meat of the program, what are the plans, the real plans for tonight? Well, tonight, we're going to go to Numbers chapter 33 and see about what happened with Moses, you know, in that chapter and Israelites. But then, I'd like to read a different chapter. I'm going to read 1 Timothy chapter 6. And then I want to talk about fighting the good fight of faith tonight. And so that's going to be the Bible and then exhorting. Sports. We have some Tigers to talk about. And then a little insight on what I think about LeBron going to the Lakers. And so that is generally what we have for. So first, before I do any of that, the how-to. Listen, how to get connected to this program. And folks, the reason I take precious time out of the show to talk about how to listen is so that you can tell other people how to get on board. So that you can tell them, so that you can spread the word about the show. Because let me set something very straight. The more people that you can tell about the show, the greater impact this ministry will have. Praise God. So, please tell people. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your Twitter. Share it on your Instagram. Miracle Man Show. The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. Praise God. And that's better to share. That's a better thing to share than a whole bunch of other stuff people share there on their Facebook, their Instagram, their Twitter. And so here's what you tell people to do so that they can get hooked up. So we got the website. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. It is accessible for both mobile and laptop, desktop, so you can get on it on either device, which is awesome. There is not an app for Blog Talk Radio, though. That would be pretty cool, though. Maybe someday. But you go to blogtalkradio.com, and then this, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in, you'll see a link. I want you to click on that link. That link is to our channel, Livin' Large. And once you do that, we have a follow button. And I'd love you to hit that follow button. Here's why. Because you're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. So, for example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do another show. Same thing with Wednesday night. We're going to have another show at 6:30 p.m. And you'll get, and if you got that notification, you know, if you hit that follow button, then you'll be getting notified. And then you can hook right on up to us. Praise God. And so, on our site. And we've done well over 170 episodes now. 170 plus episodes now. And we've done a lot of great things over this 1 year. You know, 2 weeks from Wednesday will be our 1 year anniversary. And it is very exciting. Very exciting. Awesome. So, we've done some great things. And all these episodes we've done over the past year, they're all archived, so you can go back and listen to them. They're going to be a great blessing to you. Also, we have a telephone number that you can call into. And generally, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, generally speaking. We do have one exception. I will get to that right after I give the telephone number. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, and then when you're prompted to press 1 to call into the show, you can press 1, and then you'll be live. Now, we do have a couple really quick rules. Rule number 1, the show is not a political talk show. It is not a political talk show. There are good, solid talk shows, political talk shows, that you can call into and you can talk to these hosts about how you think the country's doing and stuff. You know, the ones I can best recommend are Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Rush Limbaugh. All good, solid, you know, talk shows. They are all available on a local station here in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. They're not all on the same station in every market, but I'm just speaking for this market. I know in Detroit, Rush and Sean are on the same station, but I don't know about Glenn or Laura Ingraham. It's not a political talk show, not a political talk show. If you want to talk about politics, if you insist on it, I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you, like the Bible tells us. And then I'm going to tell you to go vote. And then that other rule that I want to bring up real briefly is that this show is a family show. And so we want everyone to be able to feel comfortable and not feel like they're going to hear, you know, words and things that Christians shouldn't say in the show. So this is not about being politically correct. This is about having a standard that pleases God. So that's why we have a high standard. And the Bible tells us to get rid of all, our Bible tells us not to let any corrupt communication come from our lips. You know, there's all kinds of other verses about the mouth. But, you know, so I always say, if you wouldn't say certain things other than, you know, talking about sports, if you wouldn't say certain things to Jesus, please don't come on and say these things, those things on this radio program. Yes, this is online, and it's not exactly FCC-regulated, but still. We have a higher standard. I have a higher standard because we are the called-out ones, the ecclesia. So we can follow the rules, and if we can follow the rules tonight, then we can take some great phone calls and have a wonderful night tonight. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this show tonight. I thank you, God, for these people that would take time tonight to join in and listen to this program from wherever they're at. whether they're at home, at work, or in a cottage somewhere. We don't care. We don't care. I don't care. Well, we care. What I care about most is that these people have made the decision to listen to this broadcast. And I pray, Lord, and I declare that their lives would be changed as they listen to this broadcast and study the Bible with me. Lord, I claim that these people have minds that are alert, and hearts that are receptive. And I thank you that these people will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Lord. And I thank you. Lord, I also thank you that you're anointing me, blessing me as I teach from your word. Help me to be very eloquent and to say what you would have me say, Lord. Also, I pray that you would use me as an oracle, Lord, tonight. And I thank you. I hereby confess over the show that finances come into the show, that sponsors and partners come into the show. I thank you, Lord, that new equipment comes into the show and that a greater audience comes into the show. And by greater, I mean larger. And, Lord, I also claim that souls, hungry souls come to the show. You know, and I thank you, Lord God, that I won souls for Jesus, and that I will use this program to do it. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. And I almost said, amen. But, no. I'm not going to sing that song tonight. Or any other song tonight because I got a bunch of stuff to get to. And so, let's open up the Word of God. Let's open up our Bible right now to the book of Numbers chapter 33. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Numbers 33. Numbers 33. Kind of a long chapter. Let me see what time it is. Well, 10 after, so. So it looks like we're still doing okay. At time, that is. Now, we're going to begin in verse 1. Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt by directions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. This is their journey by stage. The Israelites set out from I'm going to skip that portion. I'm going to skip this first portion of the chapter because it's just talking about where they all they left and camped at. And so I'm just skipping down, skipping. And so I'm just seeing on the plains of Moab for their journey across the Jordan. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, drive out all of the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all of their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all of their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in, for I have given you the land to possess. Distribute the land by lot according to your clans. To a larger group, give a larger inheritance. And to a smaller group, give a smaller one. And whatever falls to them by lot will be theirs. Distribute it according to your ancestral tribe. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become marks in your eyes and thorns in your side. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live. And there I will do to you what I plan to do to them." Now, we're going to read chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, when you enter Canaan, the land that will be allotted to you as an inheritance will have their boundaries. Your southern side will include some of the desert of Zin, along with the border of Edom. On the east, your southern border will start from the end of the Salt Sea, cross south of Scorbian Pass, continue on to Zin, and go south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hazar Agar and over to Asmon, where it will turn and join the Wi-Fi of Egypt and end at the sea. Your western boundary will be the coast of the Great Sea, and this will be your boundary on the west. For your northern boundary, run a line from the Great Sea to Mount Hor, and from Mount Hor to Lebo Hamath. Then the boundary will go to Zidda, continue to Zephon, and end at Hazar Enon. This will be your boundary on the north. For your eastern boundary, run a line from Izard to Yunnan to Shippuff. This boundary will go down from Shippuff to Rivada on the east side of AI, and I'll continue along the slopes east of the sea of Kinnereth. Then the boundary will go down along the Jordan and will end at the Salt Sea. This will be your land with its boundaries on every side. Moses commanded the Israelites, assign this land by lot as an inheritance. The Lord has ordered it, that it be given to the 9.5 tribes, because the families of the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, and received their inheritance. These 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan of Jericho toward the sunrise. The Lord said to Moses, these are the names of the men who are to assign the land for you as an inheritance. Eleazar the priest, and Joshua son of Nun, and appoint one leader from each tribe to help assign the land. These are their names: Caleb son of Jephunneh from the tribe of Judah, Shealtiel son of Amador from the tribe of Simeon, Bildad son of Kislon from the tribe of Ejim, Bochai son of Joglin, the leader from the tribe of Dan, Daniel son of Ephraim, the leader from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, Kemuel son of Shephan, the leader from the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph, Eliezer, son of Paranach, the leader from the tribe of Zebulun, Kiel, son of Azon, the leader from the tribe of Issachar, Ahus, son of Shelemiah, the leader from the tribe of Asher, son of Menelam, the leader from the tribe of Naphtali. These are the men the Lord commanded to assign the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. All right. Let's go to 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just looking for it. Peter, pumpkin eater. No, not pumpkin eater. fun, Peter. Hebrews, Peter, just looking here. Actually, we will go. I'd like to read to you from James 5. Because there's some things in there that will go well, I think, with what I want to talk about. So we're going to James 5. James 5. So, now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who showed your fields and are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on each on earth every luxury in luxury and self indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter, and you have condemned and murdered innocent men when we're not opposing you. Verse 7. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. No, this isn't a judge in the courtroom. This is talking about Jesus. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of God's perseverance when you have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven, nor by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no, or you will be condemned. Now, the prayer of faith, let's talk about this. We're going to read this. This is some good scripture. Is anyone among you in trouble? He should pray. That means you're afflicted. That means maybe you don't agree with somebody. Maybe, I don't know. Is anyone of you in trouble? You should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. There's some things I could add to that. Let him shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Let him dance in the house of God. Let him praise God. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. For the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Oh, I can only imagine the burn bans then. You're not from around here. Lately, it hasn't rained much at all around here lately. In fact, for the last 11 days around here, it's been generally full sunshine. Only one day was it really all that cloudy, and that was only for a little while, but it didn't rain that day. And it cooled down some for a few days, but got hot again today to almost 90. Now, not humid, but we got to get some rain going. But it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, oh, we have so many that have done that. Now, if any of you wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the worst of his way will save from death and shall cover over a multitude of sins. Now, that prayer of faith. Now, the Bible told, what we just read was that Jesus told certain people certain things to do. If you're in trouble about something, if you feel troubled, are you maybe trouble you caused or trouble someone else caused, you should pray. What about if you're happy? Let God know you know? Praise him. Worship him. You know? And even when you're going through stuff, you don't just praise him when you're happy. You don't just shout unto God when you're happy. You might be going through your darkest hour ever. That doesn't mean you don't praise. That doesn't mean you can't praise. And the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I have breath, so I praise God. I worship him. You know, I sing his praises. And, you know, then in James 5, he gives an instruction to the sick. Is any among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church. No, Paul didn't have a cell phone. Peter didn't have a cell phone. They didn't even have landlines yet. Morse code, telegrams. And I'm sure, you know, like at the synagogue, you know, they have others. I'm sure people just let them know, you know, I'm not feeling too well. Can you please, you know, pray for me? Or if you have a family member that's sick, you know, they would go to their house or something. Well, yes, these days, you can call. You can text them. In fact, let me tell you something about church elders. Godly church elders, they don't demand you stay away from them. They're not pushy. They're not shovey. At least not they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be loving, and they're supposed to be in prayer. And let me use me as an example. I go up to the elders prayer after every service. You know, my church. They don't say, oh, you came up last service. You came up Thursday night. You came up a couple weeks ago. Don't you have any faith? No. They believe God with me. You know, and they'll pray the prayer of faith. These elders, and they're loving people. Talk to my mom and dad. They're church elders. I don't see them act pushy to people. No, they'll pray. The elders will pray and believe God with you. And if you're going through battle in your body or your husband is, don't be ashamed to tell the elders. And if it's serious enough, don't be ashamed to tell your pastor. Don't. They'll pray for you. Now, let's talk about this fight, the good fight of faith. In Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12, Jesus said, no, it's written, fight the good fight of faith. That's how we win battles. That's how we win battles. We got a war over the enemy. Oh, let's just say you've got diagnosed with colon cancer. You know what? Time to go to war. It's time to get time to get that Bible open, time to see those healing verses. It's time to go to war. It's time to fight the fight of faith, the good fight of faith. Praise God. Got to fight. And you don't confess, I have cancer. I might die. I don't know. Oh, and by the way, if it's stage four, you don't say, there's a good, really good chance I'm going to die. And see ya, kids. See ya, wife. See ya. No! Here's what you say instead. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious through Jesus Christ, the King. Child of God, I shall not be moved. Praise God, praise God. I got the power of God living on the inside of me. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, if you're somewhere that you can shout, I would be shouting unto God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you got to fight the good fight. And you got to curse the evil, the sickness, the disease. You got to fight the good fight. And you got to be ready to. You got to go to spiritual war. And you claim, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Oh, Pastor, he rocked the house yesterday morning preaching on this. And you got to be able to fight warfare with the good fight of faith. Regardless of what kind of warfare it is. Not just always in your body. Sometimes it might have to be with making a choice of what your next career is going to be or where you're going to go next in your life. Sometimes it can just feel like warfare deciding. Especially if it, you're always thinking, you know, I want to make the one. I want God to tell me. I want God to let me know so that I'm not in violation of Him. You ask God to show you. And anxiety's trying to come upon you. You got to fight that stuff and not be anxious. So praise God, we fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. And God's going to help us. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And God is always on my side. And if God is for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. I win. I win. I win. Praise God. Now, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you for this great word. Thank you that this will get on the inside of us. I thank you, Lord God, that all of us will learn to fight the good fight of faith. We're going to fight the good fight. We're going to go through battles the way you would want us to, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you, Lord, that when we're sick, we will call upon the elders. And they will. They will pray. And we will be healed. And I just thank you, Lord, for this great word and for this great time, for these great people. I thank you, Lord, that those who don't know you will find you right now, wherever they are, and I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Tigers had been on quite a bit of a losing streak until Friday night. On Friday night, however, the Tigers sent Jordan Zimmermann to the mound. And how was he? He gave up a leadoff home run. Second pitch of the game was actually a home run by Sinzu Chu. So it made it 1-0. In the second inning, however, the Tigers got a run and tied it. A home run. Later on, they got another home run, a 2-run shot, making it 3-1. Jordan Zimmermann made it through 8 innings of 1-run baseball, only giving up like 4 hits, I believe. He had 12 strikeouts, 12, the most since 2014. And we needed that night from Zimmermann. We needed it greatly. I was so glad we got it. I was so glad that I got to see Zimmermann give that great performance. You know, it really made me feel good that at least we got some guys who know how to pitch. Well, as Fulmer's been kind of disappointing at times this year, so at least we have Zimmermann, who is now 4-0. So that is awesome. So I was treated to a good game, great game. You know, we had 27,000 people in attendance. And even though it was only, you know, about 70% full, they were pretty well-spirited, you know, and it was great. And it was just awesome to be there. And like I said, the fireworks were awesome. Man, they packed so much power into that, like, 8-minute or whatever it was show. They packed, maybe 10 minutes, they packed so much power in it. I think there was literally more fireworks than what Midland had on the 4th of July. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Midland needs to step up their 4th of July firework game. They have to. But I was proud of the Tigers Friday night and how well they did. And how well Zimmermann did, best of all. Texas pitcher did pretty good too, though. At least we didn't leave too many guys on base. And that was nice to see. And when the Tigers do that thing of leaving a bunch of guys on base, I like to call it load it, leave it. Get them on base, leave them stranded, and don't get any runs across. No, 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 no. I do not like load it, leave it. I do not like load it, leave it. To the least bit. Not if it's the Tigers that are doing it. Now, if it's our guy pitching, and maybe he's given up some hits, I would rather it just be the hits and not a bunch of runs being brought across. Then, I really like load it, leave it. But you know what I like even better? Not giving up the hits to begin with. You know? And so, It was a great night. Saturday night, they continued, and they scored a 7-1 victory over the Texas Rangers. Yesterday, though, they kind of stumbled a bit, and they lost. Tonight, the Tigers are in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays for a series, four-game series. At least three games, I believe. It might be four, I forget. And then they have a series this weekend, but then next week is the All-Star game. And so, Cleveland is still ahead of us by like 10 games, I believe. But we're in second place and we're still below 500, and I find that hard to believe. That we're still second place and not like third or fourth or fifth. I find that hard to believe. I really do. But that's where we are. So LeBron, Cleveland to the Lakers. In case you hadn't heard, lived under a rock or whatever, LeBron is now a Laker. He decided he wanted to go to Los Angeles and help the Lakers. And there was another good player from somewhere else, from, I forget where from, but they got the Wagner guy from Michigan. He decided to go to the Lakers. And I think the Lakers will rise quickly. Can I say that LeBron can get the Lakers instantly to a finals in 1 year? I cannot exactly say that. They will have to figure out how to beat Golden State and Houston. We'll have to wait and see. But that makes me pretty excited to see what's going to happen out there in the West between the top three teams out there. Lakers, Warriors, Rockets. We'll have to wait and see. Can I predict what will happen? No, I can't. This just makes it harder. I could see it having a positive effect on Detroit, however, since we won't have to face LeBron, who was in our division previously. So I think it could help Detroit, you know, win a few more games, as long as we get more good players. And I forget who our new coach is, but I hope he'll be a good fit for us. I really do. So that we can get back to some winning, get back to going to the postseason. And I'd love to be a part of that. All the cheering and hoopla and everything. Because I love Detroit. And I want to see it succeed. Not only as a city, you know, and get more jobs going in and more diversified economy. I also want to see it do well in the sports teams. Tigers getting back to making the playoffs. Lions making the playoffs and getting to host a game. Pistons back to the playoffs, getting to host, home field advantage for maybe a round to start with. Red Wings going back to the postseason. And then hopefully we'll get Major League Soccer coming to Detroit maybe in a couple of years. As I see a vibrant Detroit as having a great sports scene. You know, that is just one key component of it. And I will leave you with that thought. And folks, until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.